And next, let's harvest a little retro entertainment. If the word Sleestak means anything to you, chances are you used to watch the show Land of the Lost when it was on TV in the 1970s. Oof, the Sleestak were lizard-like aliens that inhabited a strange universe along with angry dinosaurs and three misplaced explorers. A new movie version of Land of the Lost comes out this week. From member station KPCC, Alex Cohen explains why many movies are based on old television programs, even when it might be better to let those cheesy shows remain in history.
The Land of the Lost opening theme took footage of the three main characters bobbing along on a raft and slapped it onto the most fake-looking waterfall ever.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition.
The show also featured rubbery-looking dinosaurs and a faux cave that looked like something out of a fish tank.
Kitsch is a polite description for what you see.
Brad Soberling directed the film Land of the Lost. He loved watching the show as a kid, well, except for that strange simian character known as Chaka.
I was definitely probably president of the I Hate Chaka Club. And I believe he was supposed to be like an Ewok, like very cute and cuddly, and he just creeped me out.
So why make a feature film out of a show with lousy special effects and unlikable characters? Because it combined aliens and dinosaurs. Aliens and dinosaurs. All that's missing from that mix, says Silberling, Will Ferrell.
Because comedy's all about contrast. It's conflict and contrast, and you want to put the wrong people into the wrong situation and watch the fireworks.
Land of the Lost will be joining a very long list of TV remakes. Bewitched, The Brady Bunch, Get Smart, The Dukes of Hazzard. TV Land is a cable channel dedicated to classic shows. President Larry Jones says selling original characters to potential moviegoers takes a lot of money. That's why familiar TV titles have become so attractive to film execs.
You already have understanding of what that show will probably be about, so you don't have to work as hard in marketing the actual film.
There's also the sentimental appeal. Patrick Young is one of the founders of a social networking site called Retroland. He says shows like Land of the Lost bring adult viewers back to the best part of childhood.
It's Saturday morning. It's your time. All the commercials are aimed at you. All the shows are aimed at you. You're eating your cereal. You're in your pajamas. That's the moment that comes back.
Hollywood remakes of TV shows, however, need to reach beyond the 30 and 40-something demographic, so they often get tweaked. Sometimes these reboots work well, says Retroland's co-founder Russell Scott. Just look at the success of the recent Star Trek film. But often, he says, the results are disastrous.
Lost in Space is a great example because that is one of the worst films I've ever seen.
$1 million worth of weaponry. And I trade it all back for a lousy can of rain.
If they didn't call it Lost in Space, it probably wouldn't have bothered me. But the fact that they sucked all the life out of a fun show was like how not to make a movie.
Scott is a Will Ferrell fan, so he has high hopes for Land of the Lost. But there will be plenty of opportunities for more fun-sucking films in the future. Currently in development, I Dream of Jeannie, Dallas, Chips, Magnum P.I., The A-Team, and because modern cinema really needs more movies with spandex, jousting, and characters named Nitro, American Gladiators. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.
Bringing you the highest in American culture.